Drupal Voices is a series of interviews with people contributing to the Drupal community. Brought to you by Drupalize Me. Become a Drupal super genius from the convenience of your own living room. Lullabot's extensive Drupal training library contains almost 200 hours of streaming video, including in-depth classes on subjects such as CCK, Views, Drupal theming, jQuery and JavaScript, Drupal performance and scalability, and new Drupal 7 specific videos being released every month. Get immediate access to the entire library when you become a member. For more information, visit drupalize.me today. Go, Drupalize yourself.
Hello, I'm Steve Parks. I'm the editor of Drupal Radar and also one of the founders of Code Enigma, a Drupal shop. I was inspired to start Drupal Radar because my background is as a radio journalist. I was with the BBC for a number of years before becoming all geeky. And I felt that was something I could bring to the Drupal community. The community was maturing, it was getting quite large, it was getting hard for people to keep up to date with everything that was going on. So I decided that what I could bring with my journalistic background is that way of kind of distilling, curating the news and the information that a mature community needs to stay in touch. And I felt that by bringing that kind of independent angle and writing about Drupal almost as a business, as a trade, as an industry, then it could really kind of help the community develop to the next level for the enterprise stage that it's getting to.
And so Drupal has a lot of communication channels with the IRC, with their Twitters, with, you know, the mailing list. And so, you know, talk a bit about like how you tap in to kind of get a pulse of what's happening in the Drupal community.
Obviously, I work in Drupal. I do some Drupal development, and my company does a lot of Drupal development. So I've got a feeling of what's going on in the community there anyway. And as you say, IRC is a great way of keeping in touch. Twitter's a great way of keeping in touch. And coming to the events like Drupal Cons and Drupal Camps is a great way as well. And it's just getting to know the people. And then I get people emailing me with kind of news stories and things like that. So once you're kind of in the community, to whatever extent, I mean, I'm to a relatively small extent compared to someone like you or the other Lullabots, but still you're kind of part of it, and that means you get to know what's going on. So then, of course, your journalist skills come into it, or experience, and then you can start finding where the stories are, what matters to people, what people are talking about, and you can report that. And now the existing channels kind of report on this module has been released, or this is happening, or kind of very development focused stuff. What I wanted to focus on was the community element and the business element, because Drupal is entering the enterprise space. So what are the Drupal shops doing? So it's much more the trade magazine approach.
Cool. So what do you see as some of the big stories that you've either broken or covered over the last year or two?
The recent one, of course, was the transfer of Open Atrium and the key modules behind it, like features, from Development Seed, which has been a fantastic Drupal shop. They've been really innovative, and they've changed the way that all of us as Drupal shops develop on top of Drupal. I know you at Lullabot use features extensively for your sites, and we do the same. Everybody does. And so they've really been instrumental in this current stage of development of Drupal. So the idea that they were kind of putting that behind them and moving on was quite a big story that a lot of people were concerned about, a lot of people were talking about. And so I was kind of talking to Eric from Development Seed and to Jeff from Phase 2 about what that meant and what the next stage was. In fact, we've just, on Drupal Radar TV, released an interview with Jeff from Phase 2, where he's talking about the next steps for Open Atrium and the professional support they want to provide. And that's going to be reassuring to many people.
And I guess one of the other challenges of the Drupal community is that there's so much code being written, so many modules being released. And so, you know, and with even the Git migration, it's going to accelerate that even more. And so talk a bit about sort of your strategy for kind of like featuring the new modules or kind of reviewing the new ones that have come out.
Yeah, in terms of that, we try and do it in the way that film reviews might review films, because there's so much coming out, and the same with films as with modules, that you can't really work out what you want to see or what you want to install. So what we want to do is just kind of take a pick of what's released in each week and just give headline reviews of, you know, this could be, you know, a key module if you're using features, for example, this is a great add-on to it, and just give the kind of the headline that will then enable you to decide, oh, that's something I'd like to look into more and I'd like to investigate that. And then of course Drupal.org is the place to go to find out the full details, but we want to give that kind of headline review that a newspaper might give, just to give that brief overview.
And so this DrupalCon is kind of interesting because there's almost a split in terms of like the core developers are thinking about Drupal 8 and just about everybody else who are site builders are thinking about, well, how do I use Drupal 7 that just came out? So, you know, talk about what do you see as sort of like the big stories that are happening here at this DrupalCon?
I think there's a lot of the big stories developing around the kind of clients that are starting to use Drupal now. I think that's very interesting. Obviously, Grammys is one that you guys have been working on, and a lot of the other big sites using it. And I think that's a really important thing for us as a community to shout about and to talk about and be very proud of. So it's about finding how we communicate that to the outside world as well. And also to support that, there's a level where we as a community and the shops within it are trying to professionalize. So we're starting to look at how we run our Drupal shops, how we can learn from each other, how we can better build our businesses so that we better serve those clients, those big clients, because they're used to very large professional services firms. And if we come in there as a couple of geeks in a small shop, then the match isn't really quite there. So there's a lot of stories around what's happening to professionalize the Drupal community. Now, there's some people that don't like that element of professionalization. You know, there's no reason that they would have to go down that route. There's going to be many, many levels in which Drupal will operate. So there's going to be a whole load of shops that decide to stick with nonprofits or with their small favorite projects. And not everyone is required to get on the enterprise bandwagon. But for those that are, there's a lot of stories at the moment about information sharing, best practice sharing, and we're trying to report on that too.
Cool. Yeah, it seems like there's other just, you know, one of the things that Dries was talking about was like mobile devices and just having many different, you know, compatibilities with mobile devices. But what are some of the other things in terms of like Drupal 7 and sort of what you're kind of looking to learn more about here this week at DrupalCon?
What I'm looking to learn personally this week at DrupalCon? Yeah, I guess because a lot of us as site builders have been so heads down in Drupal 6 and deploying sites on Drupal 6, that now that Drupal 7 is pretty much ready, although we've looked at it for a couple of projects recently, and I've just decided that a lot of the contrib is about 6 months away from being really ready for enterprise level deployment, although there are some sites doing it. So I'm wanting to kind of learn a bit more about Drupal 7, what it means to develop on that, what we need to change, and also how some of the current workflow is going to develop on that. So how is, you know, things like features and so on going to move up to Drupal 7. So I'll be looking to learn about that. But I'm also very interested in the community stuff. I mean, Addison Berry has just been running a very interesting session downstairs, and I'm very interested to learn about a lot of these kind of community elements and how the community is developing.
Cool, and I know that, you know, Jeff Robbins and Matt Westgate, the two co-founders of Lobop, and also Liza Kindred's been part of it as well, but Matt and Jeff in particular, in starting the company, they were doing a lot of podcasting and sharing of information, and one thing that they found is that the more information that they gained and gave away, the more that they received, and so maybe you could sort of talk about how that sort of worked out with you for Drupal Radar and your sort of day-to-day work at running a Drupal shop.
Sure. Well, of course, I've listened to every Lullabot podcast that's ever been broadcast. I've been involved in Drupal since 4.5, and so I've listened to all of the Lullabot podcasts along the way, and that's been instrumental in me learning. So thanks very much to Matt and Jeff and to you. But in terms of Drupal Radar, I've kept my company brand away from it because I've tried to put it kind of as the independent news source. So it's more about news than about learning or training. And so I've tried to position it away from my company so that I'm not seen to be plugging my company at all or putting myself forward. So it's kind of, I do it outside of the day job as kind of an extra personal project, really. So I don't do it under the Code Enigma banner. I don't do it in that at all. So in terms of getting something out of it, I don't think that's really quite there. But I get stuff out of it personally. So it really helps getting to know people in the community, for example. So when I pitched up yesterday to meet people on the Drupal bus, they said, oh yeah, we know you because we saw the coverage from Copenhagen. And so it's great to just have that first introduction to people. And, you know, as you're wandering around with the microphone, everyone comes and says hi to you because they know your voice from all the Drupal Voices stuff. So I think it's a great way of just making friends in the community, getting to know people and becoming a part of it.
Cool. And I guess one, if you have any sort of final thoughts in terms of like other people that you really want to talk to this week or just sort of like what you're really looking forward to?
There's loads of people I'm really interested to talk to, actually. One of them's Eaton, one of your colleagues. I'd like to catch up with him. And loads of others, some of the Blue Sparks Labs guys, looking forward to meeting them. Lots of people where, you know, you talk to them on IRC and you know them by their nickname. And you really want to end up meeting them because you've never met them at all. You've never seen them even. So it'd be great to catch up with some of those guys over a beer.
Okay, well, great. Thanks.
Thank you very much.